lot of positives we can take out of tonight. You know, a lot of the areas where we struggled last night, our strength on stick, our, you know, toughness around our nets, around our net and around their net, you know, our plays with the puck where we were very sloppy. I thought we were much improved on last night. So that's something we can build on. You know, we played very well moving forward. So that's a good sign. All things point to positive things there. CJ Mott, I thought, was very, very good in goal all weekend. So, you know, obviously we have that going our direction heading into the playoffs, which is huge. And, you know, we won't have home ice in the second round, but we have the, you know, the first round bye, and we're off to the second round to play Ohio State. So at the end of the day, no matter what the situation was coming into the weekend, we knew we were going to have to beat Ohio State 2 out of 3 to go to the Joe, and that's been our ultimate goal all year, you know, to get to the Joe, and that's still what we have to do right now, win 2 out of 3 against Ohio State to get to the Joe.
Coach, to be honest, coming into this weekend series, I didn't think there would be a negative in this series if we hosted or went to Columbus, because I feel like when you go on the road, you're away from all the distractions of the Xboxes and the girlfriends and all that stuff, and you're on the road in a hotel in a secured environment, and you know, you have your pregame meal and everything's great, and situations like that. And so do you think this is a negative going on the road to Columbus, Ohio?
No, not at all. And obviously, you know, you'd like to play at home just because, you know, you're comfortable at home. You know, in our rink especially, we have some real unique advantages, just, you know, with the building and how its size and its shape and our crowd and how awesome our student section is and how awesome our community support is. So we'd love to play at home, and our record at home this year is outstanding too. So, you know, we obviously want to be at home. You don't want to travel if you don't need to. You know, you want to try to have that advantage of your fans behind you. But certainly, you know, going to Ohio State, you're right on. It's a pretty even matchup, you know, in a lot of ways. And I don't think the matchup changes really one way or another, you know, for one team based on what you're playing. So, you know, we'll just have to, you know, like I said, the ultimate goal remains the same. We have to win 2 out of 3 against Ohio State after an extra week of preparation. And, you know, that's what it is tonight.
And on top of that, the other reason why I was going to state that it would probably be an advantage is because normally Ohio State plays where their men's basketball team is 17,500 seats. Well, because they have high school wrestling and high school basketball booked in that event center, we're going to play in a small 800-seat facility where their women's team plays. And,
right.
You know, it's almost better to, instead of, because we're on spring break, our players would come out to kind of an empty student section because the students would be gone. We're on the road. Now they're going to come out to not an empty building, but definitely not the fan base that would normally be inside that building, and it might have an advantage for Ferris State. But one thing I want to get back to is the first line tonight. Yeah, inserted Huff instead of Garrett Thompson with Kyle Bonus and Travis Ouellette. And your thoughts on their performance? I thought they had a pretty good game.
Yeah, I thought all three of them played excellent. Andy Huff especially, you know, he really embraced that role and embraced that ice time. I thought he was great net front on the power play, which he always is, but now moved up to that unit that he, you know, with Ouellette and with Kyle Bonus there, I thought he was great 5-on-5. I thought he was great on the penalty kill, and overall that line had a really good night. You know, and really all of our forward lines did. I was really happy with beyond just that top line. You know, I thought that the line, Matt Kersinger's group, they did a good job. Corey Kane's group played really well, and our the line with we inserted Kenny Babinski, and we had Garrett Thompson moved with him tonight. I thought that line played really well too. So overall up front, you know, there's a lot of positives to take from this game. I thought our defense was much, much improved over where we were last night. So, you know, a lot of positives there. And obviously in that, you know, CJ played very well too. So all throughout the lineup, you know, there's not a lot we can hang our heads about tonight. And you know, there are some definite positives moving forward.
What about the first 5 minutes of this game? I thought it might have been the best 5 minutes I've ever seen our Bulldog hockey team come out to this season. What did you guys change up in the locker room from last night to tonight? They just came out on fire today, the Bulldogs.
Well, and the guys get all the credit for that. You know, I think that was kind of a statement of the leadership we have from Kyle Bonus and you know, Travis Ouellette and you know, our senior class and our older guys, and even CJ Mott and Goal, who's become a really good leader for this team. And I think, you know, they were very determined from the first time, you know, we met this morning, that they were going to come out of the gate strong and you know, put their best foot forward from the second we started, which we failed to do last night. And they really challenged themselves to do that today, and that was something that they really did on their own. And I think they did an excellent job. You know, obviously they came out and played really, really well to start the game tonight. And you know, we backed it up with some solid play throughout too. But you're right on that first few minutes there. It really looked like we had a definite advantage, and I credit the, you know, the leadership we have for being able to do that tonight.
One thing I noticed today, and normally it's kind of a home team thing. Ferris State would take off their helmets at home, and the visiting team keeps it on. Today, the Bulldogs were putting their buckets on the bench before the game, and they came out after warm-ups after the ice cut with no helmets on. Michigan had their helmets on. What was that about?
That's a good catch there, Dom. You know, it's kind of a tradition in hockey that the home team does that and the road team doesn't. But, you know, our guys, you know, they deserve to walk around with a little bit of swagger, and you got to be careful in saying that. But they do just in the fact that, you know, that they've had, you know, this senior class now, this is their fourth straight year, you know, finishing with a first-round bye and really being one of the CCHA elite teams. Obviously, we had an unbelievable season last year. And beyond that, though, just you know, the things that this team's done this year through some incredible adversity and, you know, a lot of the injuries, you know, they deserve the right to, you know, have a little swagger tonight. And, you know, they wanted to kind of come into the building tonight, you know, swinging, so to speak, and have a little bit of swagger in their step and you know, have some confidence. And that was one way that, you know, they thought maybe that they could have that. And so certainly, you know, we're not going to deny that. So it's just a small, odd thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it just kind of helped, you know, maybe get them comfortable and get them, you know, walking with that little bit of confidence in their step, maybe.
Ferris State, one of only two teams in the CCHA to secure a first-round bye in each of the last 4 years. It's the Bulldogs and the Miami Redhawks, who won the league today in the regular season title. And congrats goes out to Tommy Hill, former captain for the Bulldogs last year, to
absolutely
win a ring. And then for the Redhawks as a graduate assistant this year to win a ring as well.
Yeah.
But the Bulldogs getting that first-round bye. So now they're not going to play this upcoming week. We'll have 2 weeks off. Then we travel to Columbus, Ohio, March 14th. It's a Thursday to play the 15th, 16th, and Sunday the 17th if necessary. Can you talk about the upcoming schedule?
Yeah, you know, what we'll do is we'll get back, you know, we'll take tomorrow off, and then, you know, we'll from there we'll kind of come in Monday and, you know, get our normal, you know, strength training in, followed by a practice. And, you know, we have an advantage in this bye weekend that we've, you know, just that situation that we've been down that road before. You know, this is our fourth straight year doing it. We've kind of learned from trial and error what works, what doesn't work. And, you know, every team's a little bit different. Every group's a little bit different. So what we'll do is we'll actually practice 4 days next week and give the guys 1 weekday off. And, you know, we'll get a couple strength training sessions, which this time of year are very hard to come by and are worth their weight in gold. So we'll get some great, you know, off-ice training in the next week as well. And then, you know, it gives us, as a coaching staff, some time to really, really sink our teeth into game planning for Ohio State, you know, go through a number of their games and series and, you know, revisit when we played them and kind of come up with a solid plan. And then, you know, we know that when we come back in that Monday before we start playing, before we head off to play Ohio State, that we can really, really jump into that game plan and be ready to implement that first thing Monday and, you know, be ready to start planning for that series.
All right, Coach Sensor, as always, I just want to ask you the positives before you get on the bus on a 3.5-hour trip back to Big Rapids. Positive of tonight's game.
Just the improvement we made from last night. And, you know, we really, really played strong on puck, strong on sticks. We were great defensively. You know, we were tough to handle in front of both nets. And you have to credit their goaltender. He played really, really well. So, you know, just the improvement we saw from last night to tonight, this is more the kind of Bulldog hockey that we're accustomed to. And I think if we play this way that we did tonight, we'll have success in the playoffs. And that's just something that I think that we can really take moving forward with some confidence that if we can bring this game, you know, to that best of three series with Ohio State, I like our chances.
Last question for you. You grew up in Big Rapids. You've watched Ferris State hockey your whole life. You've coached for the Bulldogs. You went to the American League and coached for the Rockford IceHogs with the Chicago Blackhawks. You won a Stanley Cup ring. You're back here with the Ferris State Bulldogs. You watched the CCHA after 34 years as conference members. Today was the final game. Just your memories on the conference and what it meant to you.
You know, it's really sad to see it come to an end, to be honest with you. Like, like you mentioned, I've been watching this hockey for a long time, and most people around Big Rapids have, and most of, you know, our fans and supporters have. And it's sad to see it come to an end. I mean, the atmosphere here tonight was electric. And to have this as a conference game, you know, when we're down here playing at Yost, and I think over the years we've really developed a lot of respect between the programs. And, you know, it's really become a very, very good rivalry. And it's sad that it has to come to an end, you know, in a conference you know, scenario. Sure, you know, we'll play them non-conference at times throughout the, you know, coming years. But you know, when there's so much on the line like there was there tonight and how, it, you know, just how intense it was and how, you know, electric this building was and how much it meant to both teams, it's sad to see something like that come to an end. And, you know, we'll surely develop, you know, new rivalries and hopefully, you know, continue with some of the old against Michigan State, things like that. But, you know, to have the emotional series that we have so often against these guys and against Michigan State and against Western Michigan, you know, week in, week out, it's sad to see that come to an end. But, you know, there are going to be new ones in the WCHA, and, you know, we'll get a chance to keep playing these guys. So it's a whole new set of challenges and rivalries and things like that. But, you know, whenever one thing like this ends, it's definitely sad to see.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
Thanks, Tom.
It's Dave Sensor, the assistant coach here for the Ferris State hockey program. Dogs fall in the shootout today by a score of 2-1. They will travel to Ohio State in Columbus 2 weeks from now, March 15th, 16th, and 17th. Much more to come in the Johnstown Motor Post Game Show. We'll get the box score with the audio highlights next. We'll be back in 60 seconds. It's the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny, 97.3 FM.